they haul this corn meat, and reminded of Winston. God rest his soul.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. It is a day in which you can almost say, as the world continues to turn in Green Bay, as Winston Moss yesterday walked out of the building, and he is no longer the assistant head coach of the Pack, as he sends out a tweet basically questioning the ability to hold Aaron Rodgers to a higher standard. Also, you got to take it with a grain of salt, because I don't know if he's just mad he didn't get the interim head coaching job, considering he was the assistant head coach or what. But I wanted to get your reaction on this. Before we talked to Dan Orlovsky, the former NFL quarterback with the Detroit Lions, about Aaron and about the play calling and about the route running and some of the problems the offense has. We just got done talking to Sean Devaney, the NBA writer for the Sporting News. I want to get back to this. I want to get your thoughts. As Winston Moss, he ends up sending out a tweet that gets him fired. Now, did he get fired because of the tweet? That was kind of the end, okay? But there was obviously other reasons there. Winston Moss was not a very pleasant person to deal with. As a matter of fact, he was the only assistant coach not made available to the media anymore after his contentious back and forth going back to the mini camps and the OTAs. He tweeted out last night, ponder this. What championship teams have are great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period. Losing sucks. So I don't know if he's taking a shot at Mike McCarthy for not holding 12 or anybody else in the building to a Lombardi standard. I don't know if he's taking a shot at Mark Murphy. I don't know if he's taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers, saying he's not held to the same standard as everybody else. I don't know. How did you take it? The Packers didn't like it. Put it this way. The Packers responded right away. Joe Philbin saying your services are no longer needed. But when he hit send, when Winston Moss hit send, he knew what he was doing. He was done. He'd had enough. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. What did you think Winston Moss meant? What did you think Winston Moss meant when he tweeted that out? Again, he had to say this. Ponder this. What championship teams have are great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period. Losing sucks. Just interesting. You can take it many different ways. You can take it many, many, many different ways. But what do you think he meant? Brett from Eau Claire, I agree with what Winston Moss said based on performance of Rodgers. Rodgers says he is missing throws and obviously not on the same page with the receivers and not playing winning or smart football. My question comes back to what is 12 doing to fix this? To me, Green Bay goes nowhere until Rodgers gets the eye of the tiger back. That's from Brett listening to us in Eau Claire. Brad writes, aren't the comments of Winston Moss similar to what Greg Jennings had to say after he left for Minnesota? After enough people say the same things about Aaron Rodgers, doesn't it start to ring true? That's Brad listening to us in Sturgeon Bay. Tom writes, Can you say enough about Aaron Rodgers and the inability to coach this guy? Do you believe that he is the smartest guy in the room? Yes. Do you believe that he wants everybody to know it? Yes. Do you believe that he looks down on everybody? I tend to agree. He goes on to say, I'm not sure what Aaron Rodgers is actually thinking or doing. I think it would be unfair to us to assume everything is Rodgers' fault. But enough people in the past have come out to say there's problems here, and it starts with Aaron Rodgers. Why is nobody holding his feet to the fire? That's from Tom. Tom, appreciate the email. You know what? I mean, I've been outspoken, but here's the problem. We don't know who has an agenda and who doesn't. We do know that things have been said specifically in the direction of Aaron Rodgers. Now, here's the funny thing. When Aaron Rodgers says something about the play calling or about the scheme, people run to McCarthy and say, aha, you're the problem. You need to be slayed like a bad dragon. Get out of here. But when people say something about Aaron Rodgers, people are quick to defend him. Because he has been Aaron Rodgers. He's been great.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Bill.
Thank you very much. So, what do you believe? What do you believe? Let's go to Tom listening to us in Okotchi. Tom, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill. I've been listening to you for years.
Appreciate it.
Show. I think it still goes back to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, yeah, he's what Winston Moss was, you know, tweeting out is one thing, but Rodgers has lost his confidence. My wife, who's a physical therapist, she's watching the game, not a big football fan, but you know where it's going, and she's like, he's lost his confidence. I said, what do you mean? She says, well, she used to treat the Cleveland Indians pitchers. She says, I've seen this before where they're throwing the ball on the ground. And basically, she says, their confidence isn't there, so the release point isn't where it's supposed to be. So, his, you know how his balls are all over the place, mm-hmm. like they weren't three, yeah. 4 years ago? I'm going, okay, well, let's see how you treat the pitchers so you understand the concept. She's yeah. like, oh, another football game. So, I mean, it was just kind of interesting how she, as a professional who's treated people like this, said, this guy's lost his confidence. And I was like, hmm. Interesting analogy from somebody who's not a football fan.
Yeah, it's I appreciate the phone call. To respond to that this way would be, I don't disagree. The reasoning might be different. I think maybe he's lost his confidence in the guys that are around him. Somebody brought up a statistic about Aaron Rodgers with Jordy Nelson and without Jordy Nelson and the record, and it was like, really? Wow. I mean, I don't have the number sitting in front of me. Somebody sent it. If you've got it out there, send it to me. But it was about 2 weeks ago. Somebody had sent it to me to say, look at the numbers with Jordy Nelson and without Jordy Nelson. And there's that guy that you get comfortable with. You know what I mean? You know, Marino had Mark Superduper and Clayton. Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. You know, I mean, there's certain people you just, that's it. You locked in with them. You know, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin. Go through the whole Randy Moss scenario for guys that used to throw the ball up to Randy Moss, even Tom Brady. So, I think there is a level of confidence, but it's not in his own ability. It's in the guys around him, maybe, more so than anything. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mike, listening to us in Wausau on WRIG, our Fox Sports affiliate there. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill.
What's happening?
You know, when I first heard the news, my son actually called me and told me about it, and we were talking about it, and I came up with the same possible motivations or the same thing that he was trying to say as you did. I didn't know which one was true, but I guess something beyond that is that I was pretty impressed with the guts of Philbin. I was a little concerned after his coaching time in Miami that he might not have the guts to really lead the team as a strong leader. But like I said, I was impressed with him having the courage to do this to a fellow coach as basically his first act as an interim head coach. And, you know, excuse me, I'm eating. The reason I think this is so important is that this team needs to come together. You know, I wasn't sure if Philbin was the right man or not for, as the interim, but I feel better because I think this team needs to come together, and I think that involves removing irritants in the locker room, and then promoting the correct football focus, and maybe Joe Philbin is the one who can pull this off.
I would like to see what Joe does with this team. I appreciate the phone call. I would like to see what Joe does with this team. Joe is one of the classiest, upstanding guys you'd ever want to meet. I don't know if he's a rah-rah guy. I don't know if he's a motivator. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I haven't seen any Joe Philbin big speeches, you know, that type of thing. I haven't seen Joe Philbin get irate or lay down the law. I'm not privy to that. But everything that is told, I don't believe to be, you know, PRBS. I believe Joe to be a really good guy. So if there's no animosity and Joe has the ability to reach out, then we'll see what Joe can do. I just don't think, and this is not a knock on Joe, but I just don't think, unless things turn around dramatically, I don't think Joe's the guy for the job. But that's not to say he can't impress the hell out of me and upper management right now. And then all you do is make a few changes here or there. You keep things status quo. You keep Joe Philbin around. He's got a good relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Who knows? Maybe Alex Van Pelt or somebody comes back. Who knows? And then all of a sudden you've got those guys there. And Aaron Rodgers is comfortable. They're holding the wide receivers accountable, and all things begin to move in the right direction. I don't know. But this is a four-week audition, not only for Joe Philbin, but to see who actually has the stones to stick with it. Because now you're playing for your own self, you're playing for your team, you're playing for pride. And if you don't have any of that, I'll be honest, I don't want you on the team anyway. You know, if the guy next to you is giving it his all, you should be out there too. And if he's not, you should be the example of what to do. 855-830-8648. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of the Bill Michaels show after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show, we're on the air. We are glad you're on board today. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Treating guys with ED, if you're struggling with the effects, don't be deceived by all the noise out there about the pills. This pill, that pill, whatever it happens to be, ED can be caused by many underlying health issues or just normal signs of aging. The problem with the pills are they don't get to the root of the problem. And they have some nasty side effects. All you got to do is call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center. They're going to create a solution just for you. And by the way, if you go there for the very first visit, if it doesn't show results, that is free. That visit is free. And if you're sluggish and you're moody and you're foggy, you could have some low T. I had the same thing. Went to Neumel, got on a regimen, and have more energy now than I've ever had. And I can tackle my crazy busy life. And if you want to shed some pounds, especially this time of year, obviously with the death of Sherry's mom, it's been a little different, but people have been bringing food and everything, you know. Do you need a dinner? Do you need a treat? Do you need a dessert? And so, oh my God, this time of year, plus all the cakes and pies and cookies and everything else that's around the office and stuff that you have probably from friends and neighbors, holy mackerel. This is the time of year you're going to start putting on the pounds. Check out Neumel's all-in-one weight loss program. I'm down over 50, and thank God keeping it off. Feeling younger, getting back in the game. Guys, just call Neumel Medical right now, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. Just call them today, 414-455-4451. That's Neumel Medical Center. Back to the phone calls, talking about Winston Moss. So after hearing what he had written, ponder this, he said. What championship teams have are great leadership, period. That it's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period. losing sucks. He is then escorted out of the building. What is he trying to say in your thoughts? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tim in Fredonia. Tim, how are you doing today, man? What's going on?
Billy, what's going on, my man?
What's happening?
A few quick points here, Bill. He's not completely wrong, and I'll tell you why. The Packers have gotten complacent. They just never recovered after the NFC Championship game in Seattle, per se. They started out good last year, and then Hundley took over, and we all know what happened after that. So there's a lot of blame to go around, Bill. You know, I mean, and part of it was McCarthy. Brett Hundley was nowhere near to lead a team, even to an adequate record. He just didn't have it. So he was maybe not wrong, but he was wrong in the way he went about it. He knew he was fired. But here's the thing, Bill. If Winston Moss, if you're that good, other than Clay Matthews, tell me a linebacker that you've developed into a guy where offenses say, holy cow, I'm really afraid of this guy coming on. And that was Kevin Green in Matthews' early days. Bill, if you can remember, tell me another linebacker that he's really developed that other teams had a game plan for, and oh my God, this guy's a beast. But at the end of the day, if he was that good, Bill, he'd have a defensive coordinator's job or a head coach somewhere else by now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I agree. I mean, you look at the outside linebackers, other than Kyler Fackrell having a good game against Buffalo and Seattle. Kyler, don't get me wrong, he's done a terrific job and he's shown some improvement, but. You know, Nick Perry had the one good year in a contract year and then has not done anything since, or really much before that. The outside linebacking core, it hasn't happened. Blake Martinez has developed nicely, and I think he's getting the most out of what he has to work with. And Blake Martinez is maximizing his efforts. Kudos to him. Who knows what he's going to get out of Oren Burks? That's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, like I said, Winston Moss is not the easiest guy to chat with. He's honest. Go back to the year when they asked him specifically about Nick Perry, and he said, Nick Perry's not shown me a damn thing. I mean, we love him because he was a great soundbite. Now he's cantankerous and contentious and one-word answers, and that's the reason the Packers chose to pull him from the media, because it's not worth the kind of the stain that he puts on the G, so to speak, with the way he acts. Now, I don't know if he's bitter because he was the, you know, assistant head coach and did not get the interim head coach tag. But they're looking for an offensive guy, clearly. So they weren't going to give it to Winston Moss. I don't know. Had he not specifically called out 12 Aaron Rodgers, I don't think anybody makes a huge deal of this. Maybe just says that everybody in the organization is not being held to a better standard. Okay. But he called out 12. He called out Aaron Rodgers. I don't know whether to pile on and say where there's smoke, there's fire. Aha. Yet another person saying that there's something, some problem with the ability of Aaron Rodgers to kind of look in the mirror. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers says he wants to be coached. Do you believe him? You know, there's a lot being said right now. Even though nobody's specifically finger-pointing, there's a lot being said. 855-830-8648. Peter in Brookfield. Peter, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. You are a hard man to get a hold of. Do you know that?
Every now and then, yeah.
Hey, I think he's calling out Mark Murphy. I think he's calling out Aaron Rodgers. You know, listening to the press conference with Murphy and Gutekunst the other day, I think Mark Murphy is pounding the table. Hey, I'm in charge here. When he really hasn't been keeping his eye on the product, like you said the other day. I have some deep concerns about this team right now. And, I think some of it was McCarthy, you know, maybe a little stale, but, I don't know. I just see all of this swirling controversy and drama and everything revolving around Rodgers. You know, Rodgers was great. He's yet to prove if he can be great again. And I just don't know that it's worth jeopardizing this franchise that built itself up from nothing after decades of being mediocre is worth it. You know, I'd trade the guy. He's just not worth it. And he's yet to prove to us that he can be what he once was.
That's appreciate the phone call. That's I cannot, for the life of me, bring myself to even consider getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. I just can't. In a quarterback-driven league, a league in which the rules have been skewed so far to the offensive side of the football, in a league in which you're seeing young guns and young innovators take advantage of this system and be incredibly successful. Now, the word I use there is young. Aaron Rodgers is not young anymore. I still can't look at what Tom Brady has done in the latter portion of his career, what Peyton Manning has done in the latter portion of his career, what Drew Brees is doing in the latter portion of his career, help Philip Rivers, what he's doing right now. I can't bring myself to say your best offensive weapon you're just going to ditch because of attitude or whatever is the perception. I think Aaron Rodgers, and look, I've said this time and again, Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks we will have ever had a chance to witness. And I mean that in all sincerity. Sometimes when you know that, it's hard. It's hard to handle. I just can't think of trading him. I know some people say go get a haul for him, but whatever team would get him has to then eat that salary. And I'm sure there's probably more than a few teams out there that are saying, you know what, unless we're right there on the cusp of winning a title, pass. Probably couldn't do it. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Joe, listening to us in Appleton. Joe, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill.
What's happening?
I would say that, obviously, Winston Moss is a big deal, firing him. But I think the real problem stems from Ted Thompson's inability to get quality players. And when he doesn't hit on them, his inability to supplement that with bringing in some free agents. You look at the Woodson signing. That propelled us to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the one of the bigger driving factors in this.
Well, you appreciate the phone call. You bring up a great point. I've said this time and again, and it tends to fall on deaf ears. Packers won the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, but you had the Defensive Player of the Year in Charles Woodson. You also had a young and healthy Clay Matthews, and you got the best season of his career out of the middle linebacker, which was A.J. Hawk, and you had a guy that was on his way to a Hall of Fame career in Nick Collins in the secondary. You had a tenacious defensive front. You just had gotten back a healthy Cullen Jenkins. You had B.J. Raji, and then you picked up a really key pickup in the guys like Howard Green and company. And so you had guys that were fortifying that D. You don't win a title without that defense. That defense scored, by the way. Go back to the title they won with Reggie White and Brett Favre. Brett Favre was great. You don't win it without Reggie. Reggie made that thing go. Reggie made Santana and Gilbert better. Reggie made Leroy Butler and company in the secondary better because everybody had to pay attention to Reggie. And they went out. They were a defense that you could rely upon. Hey, Brett gets crazy. That's fine. We got the D to do it. Let's go get it back. Let's go get a stop. Three and out. We'll be back on the sideline in about 5 minutes. Okay, see you then. That's the way they were. So you don't have that type of defense right now. And you need Aaron Rodgers to be Superman. If I'm a head coach coming into this situation, I said this yesterday, I'm going to interview Murphy and Gutekunst. They're not interviewing me. I'm here because they know I'm a damn good football coach or have the ability to do this. I'm coming in and saying, hey, look, you can talk to me all you want. I've got some questions. Okay, first and foremost, I want to meet with Aaron Rodgers to see where the hell his head's at. Because there's a lot of rumors out there about this guy being just a pain in the ass. Secondly, are you going to go get free agents? Because what you have right now with defense, it's just, you got some guys that are up and comers and you've got some guys that are established, but you don't have consistent Pro Bowlers, and I want to know where they're coming from. And if you talk about draft and develop and you want this thing to be turned around in a year or two, you're peeing up a rope, pal. It ain't happening. You have got to spend some money and do things the right way. You got to go through the draft and hit, and you got to go spend some money. And if you're not going to do both or one or the other, you need to do both consistently, then it ain't happening. you're in a rebuild mode, and you might as well just take that $170 million paperweight, put him on a pedestal so he doesn't get hurt, and try to trade him away. Because if you're not going to spend the money, you're not going to do it right, it ain't happening. 855-830-8648. Hang in there. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. There was a tweet that was sent to me a moment ago, and I want to get into this real quick, and then we're going to hear from Joe Philbin. But on CBS Radio yesterday, Writer Than You, out of the top 10 highest-paid quarterbacks, only two look to be making the playoffs this season. Not saying to trade Aaron Rodgers, but this is a crazy stat and doesn't bode well for the Pack, considering Aaron Rodgers leads the list. That is from Laserface, who tweeted us out a little while ago. Now, the other question was from Kurt, who said, hey, guys, you had a statistic about quarterbacks that take more than 13% of their team's total salary cap not ever winning a Super Bowl. Is this true? Yeah. I mean, Steve Young was the last quarterback to win a Super Bowl that had 13-plus percent of his team's total salary cap. So Aaron Rodgers next year, this year he's right around that mark, but the bigger numbers have not kicked in. This year, Aaron Rodgers is accounting for just about 13.5%. So, but this year's a wash, okay? Next year, Aaron Rodgers is going to account for 14.1%. And the year after that, he's going to account for 16.5% of the team's total salary. And the year after that is when it really gets hefty, because the year after that, it's 33.5 million that he's going to be making, and that's then going to be 17% of the team's total salary cap. So from here on out, Aaron Rodgers will account for more than 14% of the team's total salary cap. 16 the year after, 17 the year after that, and it'll be right around 19% of the team's total salary cap in the year 2022. So quite a the salary doesn't go down again until 2023, when his total cap value will be 25.5 million, because he's going to make 26.5 next year, 32.6 the year after that, 33.5 the year after that, 37 million in 2022, which I would expect that to be a restructure year. And then $25 million in 2023. Now, in 2022, going into that season, if he's not playing well or injuries have caught up with him or something like that, they can cut him loose. And it's only an $11.5 million cap hit. But you've got 4 years, basically, including this season, three more to go, of Aaron Rodgers being 14% or more of the team's total salary cap space. So there you go. Joe Philbin met with the media yesterday and talked about everything that's going on in behind the walls of 1265. Here it is.
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is brought to you by Concordia Veterans Services Department, dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. See them at cuw.edu/veterans. Now, let's hear from the coach.
So there you go, Joe Philbin meeting with the media earlier today. That wasn't from yesterday. That was actually earlier today when he starts talking about what's going on with the Winston Moss situation. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night going to be at Maxwell's in Cedarburg. The Huddle is back, and we can't wait. Tomorrow night, Bart Winkler, our Green and Gold analyst, Paul Emig, and yours truly going to be there, going to be having a great time, and we can't wait to see you as a face in the crowd tomorrow night. Maxwell's in Cedarburg, 6 to 8, and we will see you there. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
A week of change inside the Packers headquarters. The media, fans, and front office all discussing where the Green Bay franchise goes from here after the departure of Mike McCarthy. For now, interim head coach Joe Philbin says he has only one concern.
Yeah, I mean, I told the players, look, you know, I put the number 13 on the screen, a big, big screen, and I said, we've got one thing to think about, and that's our 13th game against the Atlanta Falcons, a good football team, coming to Lambeau Field at 12 o'clock. You know, we got to do things better.
Meanwhile, the search for the next head coach is underway. It took Mike Holmgren and Mike McCarthy 5 years each to win a title. I asked team president Mark Murphy and GM Brian Gutekunst if they considered that.
Well, you know, I would say... Yeah, you know, I've been around the league a long time. Brian has. Things can change quickly. And I would say this about Brian. You know, we've had one of Brian's drafts. And all one offseason of the changes that he's made to the roster, I'm very optimistic. I guess, you know, I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Brian.
I think this decision was about changing our course more than anything. And we just felt like it was time to change the course.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I'm not excited about a rebuild, but I don't think that's the direction we're going. I think we have a lot of pieces in place. We just got to make them fit perfectly and start to play better in all phases.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. How are we looking? Feeling good today. They won yet again, and now they got to travel as they continue on their quest for a championship. Bring in now the head coach of UW Whitewater, Coach Kevin Bullis. Coach, your closest game of the season last year against Bethel in the postseason, but you guys did it with four turnovers, a couple special teams plays, some good running of the football, and you ended up getting the job done, and that's ultimately what it's all about.
And that is what it's all about, to be honest with you, Bill. That was the worst throwing conditions I'd ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding you. I've coached over 30 years. There was a 24-mile-an-hour crosswind. It was raining, and it was 34 degrees. And I'll be honest with you, second half, I told our offensive coordinator, don't throw the football. They can't stop us running, and they won't be able to score two touchdowns to beat us. Let's just end this game and move on to the next round.
Now you've got the next round, and you got to travel for this one. It's Mary Hardin Bell. That's in Texas, right?
It is. It's in Belton, Texas. You know, we're pretty familiar foes. Let's put it that way. And so, I mean, it's a pretty exciting game. They're the best team that we've played so far this year, and I'm pretty confident to say we're the best team they've played this year.
So I got to ask you: you guys are flying, right?
We are flying.
Okay, just checking. Yeah, okay, just checking to make sure. Because I know sometimes you guys are forced to take the bus. I said, there's no way you're taking a two-day bus trip down there. There's no way. So that's good to know. So tell me a little bit about your opponent, Mary Hardin Baylor.
Mary Hardin Baylor, they are really mirror images of us. They're not fancy on defense, other than they're going to play fast, physical, and disciplined. We're the same thing. Offensively, love running the football, but they can throw it as well. So, I mean, in all reality, it's going to be two teams that are very similar to each other facing off on Saturday.
Now, if you get this, you're on to the finals. This is the semis. You know, I mean, everybody in there knows the importance. How do you keep guys kind of, you know, amped down a little bit in 30 seconds or less?
That's the key thing, is staying focused on the task at hand today. And not be looking forward to tomorrow or even Saturday. Just stay focused on today, and that was the message on Monday.
We're going to pay attention to it next week when we talk. Hopefully you guys are off to the finals. Cannot wait. Best of luck to you guys heading down to Texas. Stay safe, and we'll see you when you get back, okay?
We'll see you then, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Head coach Kevin Bullis joining us for a couple of minutes, and their closest margin of victory, 26-12. They got a win last week in just terrible weather. But they beat Bethel, and now it's on to the semis. Mary Hardin Baylor down in Texas are going to be heading down there this weekend and hopefully coming back with a win and heading off to the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl for the championship. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Michael's Sports Talk Network.